So Parashas Nosloi begins. Nosloi is Roish b'nei Gershoin gam hein. Go count the b'nei Gershoin gam hein, also them. What does it mean, also b'nei Gershoin? Pasha pshat, because we're coming off last week's parasha, where we began counting already the b'nei Kahas. Right, Gershon, Kahas, and Merari, three children of Levi. So we already began with B'nai Kahas. So now the parasha is continuing, the parasha is also telling us to also count the B'nai Gershon. The Medrash says, Gershon is the Bechor. He should have been counted first. Why are we finding B'nai Kahas being counted first already in last week's parasha? So says the Medrash, because Kahas carried the Orin. The Orin represents the Torah, and in Mela, it's their chashivas. We know the Torah is keneged kulam, is most chashav azach. So because the role of Kahas was to carry the Orin, which represents the Torah, so the Mela, that's why they're counted first. So the Kli Yakar asks a beautiful aura that I'm not understanding. So why wouldn't Gershon the Bechor be first, and Gershon the Bechor should be carrying the Orin? You're telling me Gershon is not counted first because he's not carrying the Aron, but why Taka is he not carrying the Aron? He's the Bechor. Zok the Kli Yakar. The Torah is teaching us a tremendous lesson over here. If Kahas wasn't first, and rather Gershon, the Bechor, he's the one that's counted first, and he's the one that carries the Arayin, we would all say, you know why Gershon's counted first? You'd say because he's the Bechor. We would never realize it has anything to do with the Arayin, which represents the Torah. Because at the end of the day, Gershon, who's the Bechor, it happens to be carries the Arayin, but the Maisa, it's Bechor is being counted first. That's what we would say. Zok de Kli Yakar, Menelo, the Torah went ahead, and Taka, Kahas got the kibud of carrying the Arayin, and he's counted first because of the Arayin, although he's not the Bechor, and therefore we all realize that it's because of the Torah carrying the Aron, which represents the Torah, and that's why he's being counted first. Says the Kli Yakar, it's teaching us a lesson. Lil Moidas as Ha'om. It's teaching all, every one of us, Sheyechabdu es Loimdei HaTorah. It's our job to always give the kibud to the Loimdei Torah. And to realize these Kedosh Hashem, they're the ones that get the honor. And in Mela, the Torah went ahead and had Kahas carrying the Arayin. And now he's counted first, and you realize it's only because of Kavod HaTorah. V'yedu hakol liten Kavod LaTorah l'loim deha. Everybody walks away with this message, that we have to give cover to the Torah and the ones that learn the Torah. This is something we always have to mechazik in ourselves. Our Victor Miller Zatzal used to always speak about this idea, and many other Gedolim also used to stress this idea. Every one of us have to always ask ourselves the question, do I really respect the Lomdei Torah? Do I really feel that Talmud Torah is keneged kulam? Do I really feel that's the greatest thing a Yid can be doing in this world? Do I really feel that's the tachlis of the entire Bria? These are things that we have to mechazik in ourselves, and the Kli Yakor's understanding, that's the whole beginning of this parasha. The idea of Gershon not being counted first, but rather kahos, as covered of the Torah of the Aron, is to teach us this lesson. Further on in the parasha, in Perek Hey, Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk says, "Daber al bnei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem, ish ish, ki sister ishtoi umalo boy moal." Parasha is now beginning with the parasha of Saita, and it starts off saying, "Ish ish." His sister Ishta, his wife, strays away. Umala boy moal. Lashon like she's cheating on him. And the Mele brings the whole story of Parsha Soita. Interesting Lashon of Ish Ish. What does the Torah want with Ish Ish? A double Lashon. So the Medrash says, Ish Ish. Lomda oischa Torah. The Torah is coming to teach us. Shetehevatron b'toich beischa. Person has to train himself to be able to be easy and look away, being a mevater in his house. Nishvar yeimcha. The jug of wine breaks. V'chein shemonecha, or your oils. Or v'chein kishenikra suscha, or your clothes gets ripped. When your child's clothes gets ripped, have a vatron. Be easy, be mevater, it's fine. Avalom shamata dover dvar ishtecha. But if your wife says something wrong, let's say she's not using like the right language, after some nivol peh or something like that, kum kegever, then get up like a man and demand what's right. Zokar Moshe Sturmbuch Shlita was ein Gesund for the Zikne Hador. That what the Medrash is saying, it's giving us a clarity. The Torah said, ish ish, to teach us how you have to run your home. When it comes to Inyoni Gashmias, Ein le ish la hakvi b'toich beisa b'inyoni agashmias. Don't be makvin when it comes to the Gashmias. The jug of wine breaks, the clothes rips. Even if your wife's not doing her role, but it's in the gashmiyistik chelik of life. Don't ruin your shalom bias for that, for some gashmiyis, for some something physical. However, the Torah is teaching us, Zokar Moshe Sternbach, avalibhi mahaleches bein anoshim together. If she's hanging out with other men or saying the wrong things, any ruchniyistik breach that's going on, binyane ruchniyis, chayvus hagever linoy keish, then you have to be a man and you can't just be easygoing, but rather you have to stand up, lahanhigoy b'derech Hashem, to go ahead and give direction and following the way of Hashem, biyod rama, with a strong arm, what's right is right, what's wrong is wrong. And you have to have a clarity in this role that you have. Gashmias, it's fine. Ruchnias, you have to be strong. I remember when I was a bachur, it was over 30 years ago, I was learning a Psei Keshiva, and I was invited to eat by one of the Balabatim for one Friday night. So I went with a few chaver, we went out to eat somewhere Friday night. And this person, a wealthy individual, really beautiful royal home. And we walk in, mamish, everything was like picture perfect, mamish, real class and royalty. Everything was gorgeous. You come to the Shabbos table, mamish, it looked like a suit of Shlomo HaMelech b'shaitai, mamish, every spread and everything was mamish gorgeous. And the real class, like, you know, like no plastic on the tablecloth, like, you know, the material tablecloths and everything, like, you know, real classy suda. The Baal HaBos is about to, he picks up his becher to make Kiddush, and one of his little kids, a little wild, his son comes in, and he grabs his father's hand, and mamish, the ganze becher spilled all over the table. The Baal HaBos, mamish, okay, let's bring a towel and clean it up. Mamish, total control, didn't flinch. Mamish didn't make a difference. We were sitting there like, whoa, look what just happened. Like, we couldn't believe it. Like, we were regular bachrim. Like, the whole table that was full of grape juice or wine, whatever it was, and everything got messed over. The father, mamish, kiloy hoyo. And it was mamish, it taught me a lesson for life. Mamish, this yesoy, the Ramesh Sternbach is telling us from the parasha, how this is Gashmias. He didn't, it did, I'm telling you, such a refined individual. I didn't know he had it in him. Such refinement, it made no difference. It was unbelievable to experience such a story. And it wasn't typical. People don't have that strength in them. But he had that strength. And this is something Ramesh Sternbach is teaching us. A person has to know in his house where to be mevater and look away and be easy and don't let it, don't care. And we have to take a strong stand. I'll just tell you, a Moira de Gamaisa, a Rav here, I don't want to say his name, but a Chosh of a Rav here in Lakewood is very involved in Gittin. And this Rav told me this story, he heard it firsthand. He said, in one of his cases, divorce cases that he was dealing with, so he's dealing with a big lawyer. It happens to be the lawyer was a guy. That's who was involved. This Rav is not, he's not in charge of who the lawyer is going to be or anything. So the divorce lawyer was a non-Jew who was an Iraqi war veteran, and he was a real 6 foot tough, muscular guy, like, you know, Mamash a gibor, and he fought in the war and all that. He was once, this Rav was a quiet moment, he was spending a few minutes in a privately, he was with this lawyer, and the lawyer told him something that he couldn't believe. The lawyer himself was someone, he said about himself, this non-Jew. He was telling the Rav about his war experiences. You know, I was shot at and wounded. I even had a friend, a partner that was with me, and he was killed in front of my eyes by enemy fire. This guy fought in ground combat. He killed other people. He literally was in heavy war and battle. And this guy said to this Rav, in spite of all those experiences, my most traumatic experience in life was when I was a child and I overheard my parents fighting. This is what this lawyer told him. From everything he's been through and all the crazy experiences he had in life, more traumatic than that was the bickering and fighting that he heard from his parents. Which is a Moiridika lesson, this Rav was trying to tell me privately once. He said over to me this point that we don't realize. And that's why this verse is so important. A husband has to know his role in the house and where he should take a stand and where we should let go. And you don't realize when you don't know your role and you're, let's say, in the gashmias of your home, you take a big stand, and that's why he's arguing with his wife. You don't realize how traumatic it is for the children who hear it. And in Mela, it's so important, although we might feel like we're young Bachrim, but now's the time to internalize the Ashkafas HaChayim of knowing what is your role and what's not your role. In Ruchnius, you gotta take a stand. In Gashmius, you have to learn how to be flexible. You have to learn how to have tremendous tolerance and patience. Pasuk Tesvav. The Pasuk brings down by the Soita. Behavior ish es ishtoi. Ela koyin. So the husband brings his wife to the koyin. Behavior karbona. And she brings her carbon. What's her carbon? Asira sa'ifa kamach sa'irim. This measurement of flour of sa'irim, barley. Lo yitzak alav shemen. There's no oil. Lo yitzak alav levoina. And there's no levoina. Rashi explains, specifically this carbon that the soita has to bring. The reason why she's bringing flour of barley, says Rashi, because she did a maisa behema. So there's maichel behema, barley. There's no oil, leitzakala shemen, says Rashi, because oil represents or light. And she's doing things that is darkness. It's chayshach. But then Rashi says something fascinating. And there's no levaina in her carbon. Zok Rashi, because the imois are called levaina. And therefore, she separated from being like the imois. Sara, Rivka, Rachel, Leah. And the Shiloh is, what in the world does this mean? Here we have somebody who's straying away and being mezana, doing znus, for the lowest of activities that she possibly could do, and yet the taina on her, like we see in the Pasuk, is don't bring Levina, because you're not being like the Emois. You weren't like Rabbi Zakanievsky. You weren't like Rabbi Zinshach or any other great Rebbetzins. So Rivka Rachel Leah, that's the taina on her? That she didn't live up to them? The taina is that she's doing the worst, even less than a regular person. And yet we're talking about being like the Emois? So I saw brought down from the Balei Musa, but they answer that we make a very big mistake. We think that the Ribbono Shel Olam's judgment is based on our madrega, which means, let's say, a person, Rachmana Litzlan, who's, let's say, off the derech. So we think his judgment with Hashem is all going to be about his madrega, off the derech, of, you know, maybe you should have kept Shabbos, why didn't you keep Shabbos, or whatever it is. We don't think that the judgment's going to have anything to do with the biggest masmid that's sitting in Philadelphia Yeshiva. That's not his madrega. We don't think it's going to have to do with finishing Shas that's going on in Lichais in some, in Panovich Yeshiva by some Choshev Talmud. That's not, we think the judgment is for him, not for him. Not to look at, on that says the Balei Musa, you got it all wrong. If you look at Chazal, it's quite clear. The first judgment that every Yid has to give is on his Talmud Torah, which is your abundance demands from every person, whatever level you're on. Why are you taka not learning Gadshas if you had the capability? Why are you taka not going ahead and sitting and harving with Asmad if you have that capability? What do you mean? I'm not that. I'm a bachur that's off of Derek. I'm dealing with Shabbos Kodesh. That's what I'm dealing with. No. The Din Torah that the Ribbono Shel Olam judges is because every Yid has the ability to rise to infinite madregas. And therefore that too is part of your capabilities. And therefore why are you not going there? Why don't you reach those madregas? And therefore you have to give din v'cheshbon on everything because you have it in you. And the male of this lady, this soita, even though it seems she's straying off and she's hanging out with other men and her department is nus, that's what she's struggling with. No. Why weren't you like the Emois? That's part of the tvi on her. You can't bring Levina because why did you live up to be like the rabbits in the Emois? So Rivka Rachalei is part of you. Because every Yid with their neshama has the ability to climb to unlimited heights, infinite madregas. And Anelo Yedin is going to be on everything. Not like the Yetzer Hara tries to sell us, as if like that's not for you, you don't have to worry about that. You only have to deal with this. That's not true. That's Sheker of the Yetzer Hara. Parsha continues, beginning in Parsha Perek Vav. Ish kiyafli linda ned and nozir lahazil Hashem. We begin with Parsha's nozir. Rashi speaks out, famous Rashi. Why is the Seder Advarim that we come from Parsha's Soita and then we go into Parsha's nozir? Says Rashi, to teach us, loimalach, to teach you, if kalaroya saita bekukula, if you saw a saita in her situation of kilkul, yaze atzim min ayayin, you should take upon yourself to become a nazir and realize, separate from wine, because look what wine could do to people. Achman l'tzlan. Maybe the reason why she fell was because of alcohol and all that. And the Neila, make those precautions and take those steps of richuk and become a nazir. That's the famous Rashi of why Saita and then nazir. So I saw Mefarshim ask, if that's the Seder Advarim, how we find the Parshias here in Torah Shebeksav, so why in Torah Shebalpeh, when it comes to Shas, in the Gemaras, do we find that Meseches Nazir comes before Meseches Saita? If the order Advarim is at Saita, then Nazir, because when you see a Saita, then you know you need the Zerus. So L'chayim in Torah Shabbat too, it should have been in that Seder. So why is Nazir before Meseches Saita? So I saw a beautiful word from Tzadik HaKoyin. Tzadik HaKoyin says, there's a gevaldik lesson that's being taught. Many times it's true, like we're seeing right here in the parasha, that Shemayim sends you messages. If Shemayim allowed you to see a Saita, it's because Shemayim's trying to give you a message that you better go ahead and become a Nazir and make the precautions. Yazir Atzim and Ayayim. Many times there's messages. That's the reality. How the Rebbeinu Shem runs the world at times. That he's going to send us a message. It was Yedua, by the way, that Avigdor Miller used to always say, countless times, if he's walking down the street and all of a sudden someone walks by him with crutches, he would say to himself, Hashem, if you wanted me to see this person with crutches, it's because you want me to appreciate my feet. I'm not having enough haidah to you that I have feet. And he used to say, thank you Hashem for my feet, because obviously that's why you made me see the person with crutches. You wanted me to get that message. And constantly, he always had many stories like this, countless stories I've heard from Avigdor Miller's life, where he took the messages, if Hashem made me see this, obviously it's some chizik that I needed in this area. And that's what you said you're seeing here too, that if you see a Saita b'kukula, it's because Shemayim sending you a message to become a Nazir. Zok Rab Tzadik HaKoyein. However, you have to know that not always is it worked with this system, that if you needed the Chizuk, Hashem would send you the message. That's not true. The Torah is coming to teach you that at times we want you to take the first step. At times, even though you didn't get the message from Shemayim to do something, but you on your own have to know, with take the Gevaldik a step forward and make that, let's say, Nazirus and Biyaza Atzim and Ayayin, although you didn't get any message straight from Hashem that shows you need that Chizuk. There are many times in life, Shekhar Tzadik HaKoyin, like Tomid, it's not always that you zoicha to have oisois min ha-shamayim, signs from Shemayim, to know to do what's right. And in Mela at times, you have to make your own calculation. Be Royas Hanoilid. And be Goyder Atzmoy from Gedorim that you think you need. Whether it's from Yayin, from Arayas, or anything else. And make your own precautions and your own guidelines to take the right steps. And that's the message that in Torah Sheba'al Peh, it's Taka the other order. You Taka have a Maseches Nazir even before Maseches Saita. The pasuk says, "Ki yafli lidened nozel azal Hashem." The nusach is yafli. Yafli literally means to express. You speak out. You're taking on the zeros. However, the mefarshim of medayik, if you look at the Eben Ezra, why did the Torah say it in such a strange terminology? It could have said a different way that you speak out. You neder. Why ki yafli? Zok the Eben Ezra. The Torah is coming to tell me, Yaseh Dovar Pella. You're actually doing something that's wondrous. It's a Pella what you're doing. Becoming a Nazir and separating from wine is a Pella. Ki Roiv Ha'olam Holchin Achar Tavosam. So up to Eben Ezra, most people follow their desire. You found inner strength to go ahead and separate from wine and not go after your desire, you should know the Torah recognizes it as a Pella. As I said to Eben Ezra. Rabbi Yerucham Zatzal speaks about this point and says, what the Torah is teaching me is that we think we're in control. A person, let's say enjoys wine. Let's say give that as an example. He enjoys alcohol. He really believes that I'm in control. And if I wanted to stop drinking wine, I could stop. But I know exactly how much I could drink, and therefore I drink according to what I can handle. And you feel like you're in control. I'm a bailum on myself. And yet, Zakir Biruchim, the Torah is revealing to us, it's not like that. That's all part of you being fooled by Yitzhahara. You're really a slave to your desires. You're a slave to your taiva. And he has you so much wrapped around his finger, the Yitzhahara, that he even convinces you to really believe that you're in control and you can stop when you want. But in truth, you don't have the ability to stop. You're really a slave and you have no choice that you have to go ahead and follow your master, which is your taivas. And it would be a pella and a wonder, and most people don't have it in them to actually be able to stop. We all think we're part of, you know, I'm part of those people that could. But Zokter Biruchim, the oimik of what's being taught here is the exact opposite. Roiv ha'olam, and you're part of the roiv. Don't fool yourself. You're part of the roiv ha'olam. And most of the world are slaves to their taivas. The fact that you think you're in control and you're a bailin, that's all part of the Yitzhahara, how bad he wrapped you around his finger. That's how much you're a slave. You don't even realize you're in slavery. Hazoy zokir biruchum. Mayri dikareid. Share with you a word today from a new sefer that just came out, the Neged Yerachim. It's a new sefer from the Reshiva of Yerachim Olson Shlita. Just tell you the Metzias, it came out, and in one day they sold in Yeshiva 1,500 copies. Literally. Unbelievable. Akapanim, someone bought it for me as a present. He says a Meridik of art. At the end of the parasha, in Perek Zion, is where we begin the parasha of Nesiim. Vayhi ha-makriv b'yom harishon, karbonoi, nachshav ben aminadav, and the Torah goes ahead and enumerates every day the Nasi that brought his carbon, and it's exactly identical, every carbon, one after the other. Like we all know, the whole end of the parasha is repetitious of going through every Nasi, although it was exactly identical. The Medrash says, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Chaviv Karbonom Shal Nesiim Ufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was beloved to the Rabbeinu Shalom, the carbon of the Nesiim, Kishira Sha'amr Yisrael Bayom. Like the Shira that Klal Yisrael sang at the Yam Suf, that's how precious the carbon of Nesiim are. Like it says, over there it says, Zeke Livaveyu, and here it says, Zeke Karbon Achshem Ben Aminadav. Ze makes us have this limud. Shrek Rabbi Ruchim Shlita, what does this mean? What shaykhis does the Nesiim's carbon have to do with the Shira of the Yam Suf? Also with Shver, if you look at the Medrash, when it talks about the Shira of the Yam Suf, Chazal say like this, from the day of the creation of the world, until they came to the Yam, nobody ever sang Shira but Klal Yisrael at the Yam Suf. Adam lo matzinu, sorry. Bara Adam Arishon, he created Adam Arishon, but lo Shira. He didn't say Shira. Hitzel Avraham Avinu mikivshon Aish, but lo Shira. Chin Yitzchok memacheles, Yitzchok was saved on Akedah from the knife, but lo Shira. Yaakov was saved min Amalach min Esav, min Anshei Shechem, but lo Shira. Kibishabo Yisrael, Klal Yisrael came to the Yam Suf, and finally split the Yam Suf. Amru Shira l'fnei Hashem. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu la'elu hayisi mitzapa. These are the ones that I was waiting for. Shaz, what does this mean? A second Ha'ara, what does this mean? These are the ones that I was waiting for. Avraham Avinu, no, it didn't happen. Yitzchak Avinu didn't happen. Yaakov Avinu didn't happen. All generations never happened. All of a sudden, here it finally happened. La'elu hayisi mitzapa. These are the yidin I was waiting for. Frekar Biruchim Shlita, what does that mean? See, he said over a personal experience, he said he was zoicha to go into Rav Shach, the ace ziknosoi hamuflagas. When Rav Shach was mamish, really, really old, he obviously was still a little bit with it because he shares something Rav Shach told him. I personally, when I was learning as a bachur in Eretz Yisrael, I was zeicha to go into Rav Shach too. But when I went into Rav Shach, we were able to go into this, to stand against the wall, just to see him. He was sitting by his, like in front of his Gemara, and he was so old, he was maybe like 100 years old. I don't know how old he was at that time, I don't remember, but he was mamish, like about 100 years old, and he literally wasn't so with it anymore. He was like over his Gemara, but like he must have been like, you know, he must have been sleeping, whatever it was. He wasn't really, you know, focused. Rabbi Ruchim Shlita says he went in when he was taka be'ezuknose hamuflegis, and Rav Shach held onto his hand and told him something personal that was meiridik, and he wants to use this that Rav Shach told him to answer up these horrors. Rav Shach told me, he said like this. He grabbed onto my arm and he says, Ich verstehe the Medrash. I don't understand the Medrash that's brought down when Moshe Rabbeinu was about to be Nifter. Over there the Medrash says, when the Rabbeinu Shalom told him his time's up and he's about to leave this world, Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Rabbeinu Shalom, Hiniach oisi kechayas ha-sada. Let me stay around, at least I should be like a chaya of the sada. And the Rabbeinu Shalom said, no, Rav Loch, you're leaving this world. So he said, no, let me at least be ka'oif, like the birds, shupareach, that are flying around. And the Rebbeinu Shlom said, no, Rav Loch, it's enough. What does this medrash mean, Frek Rav Shach? Moshe Rabbeinu, it's time for him to leave this world, and he wants to be like the animals in the fields or like the birds flying in the sky? What tachlis is there to be like a bird or an animal? Rav Shach told me, said Rav Yerucham Shlita, Iker Tshukas Moshe Rabbeinu Bailamai. Moshe Rabbeinu's soul, main tshuka that he had, desire that he had when he's living in this world was Laharbois Kvoy Shemayim Ba'olam. His whole focus of his whole life was to bring out Kavod Shemayim. Every moment of his life was there for Kavod Shemayim. And Chazal tell us the whole Bria is made to bring out Kol Mashavar Kol Shemayim Lomoy is there to bring out Kavod Shemayim. The whole Bria means even the animals, even the birds, everything. Like we see, Parak Shira is all about the bird's song to Rebbeinu Shlom, which means everything in the Bria is there to bring out Kavod Shemayim. The Mela, Zucker of Shach, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw his time was up and he had to leave this world, he begged the Rebbeinu Shlom, even if I can't continue on and be like a human being, learning Torah and mitzvahs and doing that to bring out Kavod Shemayim, can I at least be a bird? Can I at least be an animal in the field and bring out Kavod Shemayim like that? This is Pashup Shach, says Rav Shach in the Medrash. Rav Shach told Rabbi Rucham that you should know this Chazal is what keeps me going. Although I'm at the point, he said, that I can't even really learn Torah and I can barely do mitzvahs. At that point, said Rabbi Rucham, he was mostly deaf and he was kamah blind, he said. And he said, Rav Shach told me, what keeps me going? How much the nusach he brought down here? B'dvorim elu. Rav Shach said he's mechazik atzmoy. That although I'm ein a roya v'ein a shemeya, and I feel like a cheres hanishbor, I push a broken piece of pottery, but yet, as long as I'm alive, in my matzav, whatever I'm able to do, if I'm able to be marbik kavod shemayim, just being alive and living in the Rebbeinu Shlom's world with Hashem as recognition that He's the Melech, and I'm here in His world, doing His ratzon, whatever I'm able to do as His ratzon, whatever He gives me the capability to do, I'm adding kavod shemayim, that alone is kedai. Because every little bit, like Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to be a bird, Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to be an animal in the field, more kavod shemayim, the better. So Rav Shach said about himself that every moment that he's alive, he still has appreciation for life. Although he didn't have so much capabilities at that point, because he's able to bring out more kavod shemayim. So Rabbi Rucham Shlita wanted to explain that's Pashup Shat here too. The Rebbeinu Shlom said by Kriyas Yam Suf, Le'elu Hayisi Mitzapeh. These are the Yidden I'm waiting for. If the whole Tachlis of the Bria is to bring out Kavod Shemayim, this is the first time that someone's going ahead and singing Shira and giving recognition to the Rebbeinu Shlom's Kayach of what he did in the Bria. And the Melo Le'elu Hayisi Mitzapeh, these are the Yidden I've been waiting for, because Kol Ikar Bria is to bring out Kavod Shemayim. And the Mela, that's Pashup Shat in this Chazal right here, that's comparing. The Rebbeinu Shlom said, Chaviv Karbonim Shal Nesiyim, the Chavivus of every Karbon that the Nasi brings, it's so beloved to me, like the Shira on the Yam Suf. What does that mean? So if you look, both Ramban, Rebbeinu Bechaya, all the Mepharshim talk about why Taka did he go through speaking out each one individually, all the Nasiyim. Why don't we just say the first one and then say every Nasi brought on his day in the same carbon? Could have Mamash saved a few pages here in the Chumash. It's such a Arichus. The Teretz is, the Ramban speaks it out, and the Rabbeinu Bechaya, that we were giving kavod to each Nasi because they brought their carbon for kavod Shemayim, which means they didn't feel like I'm just another number, I don't count. Every Nasi yesterday brought the same carbon as me, so what's my carbon doing? Like sometimes the feeling that we get, if I sit and learn, what does that do? There's so many people sitting and learning. What does my Torah mean to Hashem? Or davening? What does my Shemoneh Esrei mean to Bari Olam? So many people are davening. No, the Nasi recognized his individuality, his uniqueness, that only I could fulfill my tafkid. I am an individual, my neshama is alone, and the Rebbeinu Shem sent me for my tafkid, what I can do for Hashem. And my kavod shemayim that I bring out, no one could bring out. And in Mela, every one of them, every Nasi, brought his carbon with the tire geshmak, as if no one brought a carbon to Hashem. And each Nasi went ahead with the full kavod shemayim in his carbon. And in Mela, we too went ahead and enumerated it, each one individually, because like the Rebbein Mechaya says, and the Rabban speaks out, would be minimizing in their kavod if we just grouped it together. It would sound like Nachshon Ben Aminadav, the first one is the most chashuv, and everybody else is just insignificant. So the Torah went out of its way with an arichus to realize the unique chashivas of each individual. Every one of them has its own chashivas. And that's exactly what it means in Chazal, this Yisoyim, that the Rabbeinu Shalom said it's chaviv, every carbon of every Nasi, like the chavivas that I had, that the Kavod Shemayim was brought out by the Shir of Kiryas Yamsuf, which that was Kavod Shemayim in a major way. Every individual has that ability to bring out Kavod Shemayim in the same type of idea, in the same way. And this is a gevaldik message that Yerucham, the Rishiv, is bringing out to us. Every one of us have to spend a moment, especially in Parshas Nosli, which there is the Parsha where we're being taught this Yisoyim, to realize I'm not just another number, it's me and Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shalom, as if there's no world, but B'Shvili Nivra Olam, Hashem made the world for me, and he's looking at my Havodah. He wants to see how my mincha today is going to be, and he wants to see how my second Seder I'm going to learn today, how it's going to be. And every time I open my Gemara, Hashem is waiting for my Talmud Torah. He's waiting for my Maisa Mitzvah. Because what I can accomplish in bringing out Kavod Shemayim, only I could do. There's nobody in the world that could do my Avodah. And this is such an important Yisoyim. Most of us, let's be honest, we don't live our lives like that. We don't feel like that. Most of us feel like we're just another person that makes no difference in the big picture. That's how we live our life. And the reason why we live our life like that is because the Yetzer Hara knows that the best way is to destroy your Avodas Hashem. Make you feel like that. And he makes you feel like a nothing. And that's total sheker that the Yetzer Hara is selling you. And the Parashas Nasoi, this Parashas of Nesiyim, has to come and change that mindset to realize the chashivas of every one of you have such individuality and uniqueness, and you have the ability that only you could bring out a certain tafkid of Kavod Shemayim that no one else could possibly bring out.